The min amount of psukim for Aliyah is three. If only two psukim are read and he made a bracha before and after it, that kriya is disqualified. Now, the question is, what do you do? So, Mishnah Berura says like this. If he did not then make the bracha after the kriya satoya, even if they rolled back the sefer Torah, but they suddenly happened, 1 second, we only read two psukim, then you just read off that missing in Pasuk, in the Maslim Kittri. But if he already made the bracha afterwards, so he basically disqualified those two brachas because they were only in two psukim, and he disqualified the kriya. So you have to read again and make a bracha before and afterwards. And basically starts from, he reads those two psukim again, and another Pasuk together with him, so the Maslim three psukim, now he has three psukim. Yeah. What happened in the case where he made his bracha and they called up somebody else to get an aliyah and suddenly they chapped that the first guy was a two psukim? So here we say that this is talking about during the weekday. We don't want it to look like we have four oyuzim because you're supposed to have only three. So even though the second guy came up, we tell the second guy wait, and we have the first guy do over his aliyah again and read the three psukim, and then afterwards the second one gets the aliyah. This way basically we did everything over from the beginning. The first one gets the first aliyah, and then the second, and third, the third. But if the second person already said Baruch Atah Hashem, so now what do you do? So obviously he has to read the Torah, and he should start from the place where the previous one started. So he should do over the previous aliyah. And the third pasuk, some people say he should read three more. The bottom line is we redo the first two psukim because they weren't read properly. Now, the first one, whose kriya was disqualified, in the meantime the second one read the first one's aliyah. Now, what does the first one do? Afterwards, the first one will get the second aliyah. In other words, we basically want to avoid having new people in the picture on Monday and Thursday because we're supposed to only have three. So if you get the first one to do it over, he does it over. If the second one already started, the first one did it over, then the first one will do it after the second one read his thing. But what happens over here, if the first one who got aliyah was a kohen, till now we know the problem of the kohen, because we have these problems with the kohen, that is, sometimes it looks like there's something wrong with the kohen. So the first one was a kohen, he read two psukim, and then, like we said before, if he can make up, he should read the second time. And the Levi already read his two psukim. So now we have a problem, because the first one was disqualified. So it comes out that the Levi basically read the first aliyah. Now we can't give the Kohen the third aliyah because the Levi got the second aliyah. So number one is, if we catch before the Kriya Tatoyah, so here we have a chiddush, that we don't want the Levi to start from the beginning because it looks like there was something wrong with the Kohen. So we have the Levi start from where the Kohen finished. We're missing out the first two psukim of the Kriya Tatoyah. But on Monday and Thursday, you don't have to read every pasuk anyway, as long as you read 10 psukim. So maybe we get the best of all worlds. That we forget about the first two psukim, the Levi starts from the next three psukim, and obviously after the Levi, just go to Yisrael, because the Kohen cannot get aliyah after the Levi. Now, what happens if it came out on Shabbos? Here's the bottom line, you have to be on top of things, otherwise it gets very complicated. But if it came out on Shabbos, that the Kohen read two psukim, and now the Levi made his bracha, so we can't tell the Levi to start from the third pasuk, because on Shabbos you have to read every single pasuk of the parasha. So we know the Eitzah. So the Meir, come say, they will have to start from the beginning. In the case where the first one was the Yisrael, so we said before on the weekday, we say the Yisrael who read only two psukim, he should get the second aliyah. Picks up what he did. Says on Shabbos, it's better to just get somebody else to do it. Why? The difference between Shabbos and weekdays. On the weekday, we only have one after three aliyahs, so we prefer to take the first guy twice. But with Shabbos, you're allowed to add aliyah, so it's Adonai, it's better that somebody else should read more than the first one, because it's better that one person should not get two aliyahs one after the other. That also looks strange. So the bottom line is, like we're saying on Shabbos, we have no Eitzah of starting from the third Pasuk, so whoever gets the second aliyah has to start from the beginning, and the one who got the first aliyah does not get his aliyah again. And the Chabad continues, even though we learned before that you're supposed to read 10 psukim on a weekday, but if you read 9 psukim, then he's also the Yotze, like we write the prior to Parashat Amalek. We know that sometimes you read only 9 psukim, like the Parashat Amalek, and put Avram Kar, or Prophet Mitisha, so you can allow the Likas. If the court read less than 9 psukim, even if they didn't away, that each one got 3 psukim, because they read one pasuk twice. Even so, you're not Yotze, you have to have a minimum of 9 psukim.